introduction of Liberty or Roundup Ready Flex and Liberty Link cotton systems, it's now a viable option for producers to use a total post-emergence herbicide program. As of 2006, 98% of the Arkansas cotton acreage was planted to glyphosate or glufosinate-resistant cotton. Now, as most of us know, glyphosate and glufosinate are non-selective herbicides that provide a broad spectrum of weed control. So we ask ourselves, what are the benefits from using Liberty Link or Roundup Ready Flex cotton systems? I think the first one that jumps out at us would be convenience and flexibility. Prior to the introduction of these systems, we had to base our herbicide applications off the cotton stage. With the introduction of these systems, we can now go in and make herbicide applications according to our weed size or our weed stage. As I mentioned before, they both have a broad spectrum of weed control, which allow us to use a total post-emergence herbicide system. Now, I want to spend just a moment to discuss this this point here. With the resistance issues that we're facing today, I believe we need to also incorporate resistant management options. One of the best way to do that is to incorporate a residual herbicide into our weed management programs. So the next question to ask is, what benefit are we actually going to get from using a residual herbicide in Roundup Ready Flex or Liberty Link cotton? Askew and Wilcutt reported in 1999 and Everman and others in 2007 that the addition of a residual herbicide in our weed control in glyphosate or glufosinate resistant cotton has increased yields. We also know that by incorporating a residual herbicide into our weed management program, we're alternating that herbicide mode of action. Now, this in turn will reduce the selection pressure that is created from applying a single non-selective herbicide in a total post-emergence program. Also, if we incorporate residuals in our lay-by applications, we can provide some control of those late emerging or escaped weeds, such as barnyard grass, Palmer amaranth, and goosegrass. So in understanding this, we hypothesize that by adding a residual herbicide in our Roundup Ready Flex and Liberty Link systems, whether it be applied pre-emergence, mid-post-emergence, at lay-by, or in a combination, will increase our seed cotton yields. Therefore, the objectives of our study were to determine if there is a weed control and or yield benefit by using residual herbicides in Roundup Ready Flex and Liberty Link cotton systems. Now, to do this, we had conducted a study in the summer of 2007 at two different locations, the first of which is the Lawn Man Research Station in Marianna, Arkansas. Now, at this particular location, we had a Callaway silt loam soil. The second location is the Northeast Research and Extension Center in Kaiser, Arkansas. I'd like to point out here that we had a Sharkey silty clay soil. This is going to come into play later when I talk about herbicide programs. To go ahead and tell you up front, we adjusted our herbicide rates according to those particular soils. All of our herbicide applications were made with a CO2 backpack calibrated to deliver 10 gallons per acre at 42 PSI. Our cotton at Marianna was planted on May the 9th, and our cotton at Kaiser was planted on May the 8th. Now, at both locations, the cotton was irrigated as needed throughout the season. Our experimental design was a split plot, with our main plot being cultivar selection. Our cultivars were Stoneville 4554, Bogard 2 Roundup Ready Flex, and we also had FiberMax 955, Liberty Link, Bogard 2. Our subplot were our herbicide programs. We had six of them, and I'll address those in just a moment. We used four-row plots, 12.67 feet by 40 feet long. We also took weed control ratings every other week all the way through 4 weeks after lay-by. And again, we had seed cotton yield at the end of the year. Moving into our herbicide programs. First, I just want to address our first program. I'll go ahead and tell you up front, any pre-emergence application that we made will consist of dual magnum tank mixed with Cotteran. Our first program, we went ahead and made this pre-emergence application. It was followed by a post-emergence application of either Ignite or Roundup WeatherMax, depending on which cultivar we had, at the 2 to 4 inch weed stage. Now, we came in and we made applications each time regrowth reached 2 to 4 inches throughout the season as needed. Our second herbicide program, we went ahead, we made a pre-emergence application. We came back in and made our post-emergence application of Ignite or WeatherMax at 2 to 4 inch weeds as needed until we reached the 12 to 14 node cotton stage, in which we came in and made our post-directed residual application at lay-by. For this program and the rest of my herbicide programs, we applied Valor, MSMA, and Induce. Our third herbicide program, here we made a pre-emergence application. We came back in at 2 to 4 inch weeds, and we applied a tank mix of either Ignite or Roundup with Staple LX as needed. This was followed by, at 2 to 4 inch weed regrowth, we came back in and made over-the-top applications of Ignite or Roundup WeatherMax as needed throughout the rest of the season. Our fourth herbicide program, again, we had a pre-emergence application. We followed that with Ignite or Roundup WeatherMax tank mixed with Staple LX at 2 to 4 inch weed regrowth until we reached the 12 to 14 node stage of cotton, in which we then came in and made our post-directed applications. Our fifth program is going to be our total post-emergence over-the-top program, in which we applied either Ignite or Roundup WeatherMax at 2 to 4 inch weeds throughout the season. Our sixth and final program consisted of a post-emergence application at 2 to 4 inch weeds as needed until we reached the 12 to 14 node cotton stage, in which we then came in and made our post-directed application at lay-by. Moving on to our results. I'd just like to say that all of our data were subjected to analysis of variance, and our means were separated with Fisher's protected LSD at alpha level 0.05. Our dominant species at Mariana consisted of Palmer amaranth, pitted morning glory, and goosegrass. I'd like to first talk about our Palmer amaranth control. I'll go ahead and point out that all of our weed control ratings that I'll show today will be at 4 weeks after lay-by or the end of the season. And again, our graphs are all going to look very similar, with our y-axis representing percent control and our x-axis representing our herbicide programs. What I'd like to first point out is, again, we see a significant difference here in program one, which did contain a pre-emergence herbicide. We got around 84% control. The big picture that I want to point out here, however, is that when we look at herbicides program two, four, and six, these are all our herbicide programs which contain a residual at lay-by. So if we take the average of those programs, we found that we had 97% control of Palmer amaranth. Now, when we compare that to herbicide program one, three, and five, in which did not have a residual at lay-by, we found we only got 90% control of Palmer amaranth. So by adding that residual in at lay-by, we increased our control of Palmer amaranth by 7 percentage points. Moving on, I next want to talk about pitted morning glory control at Mariana. The first thing we see is there was no significant differences in herbicide programs. And I'd like to also mention, previous slide and this slide, we also did not have an interaction between cultivar and program selection at Mariana. Again, all herbicide programs provided at least 93% or greater control of pitted morning glory. Moving on to goosegrass control. Again, we see the same thing we did for pitted morning glory. All of our programs provided 93% or better control of goosegrass. So what does this mean for our yields at Mariana? Now, looking at our seed cotton yield, again, seed cotton yield in pounds per acre will be on the y-axis. On our x-axis, we have our herbicide programs 1 through 6. We see that there's no significant differences in yield. We did not see any significant differences in herbicide, in cultivar as well. I just decided not to show that slide. Our yields range from around 3,100 pounds per acre up to 3,600 pounds per acre. Moving into our results from Kaiser, again, I'd like to point out we did have Palmer amaranth and pitted morning glory at Kaiser. However, we also had a good population of hemp sesbania, prickly cider, and barnyard grass. Again, I'll first address Palmer amaranth control at Kaiser. I'd like to point out that at Kaiser, we did have a significant interaction between our cultivar selection and our herbicide program. When we look at this graph, the first thing that we see is that our total post-emergence Ignite program provided significantly less control of Palmer amaranth than any other program. I'll go ahead and tell you, we're going to see this same trend at Kaiser. A possible explanation for this is late in the season, we had really good control from Ignite all the way up until lay-by. Once we reached lay-by, we feel maybe the cotton canopy reduced some of our coverage of the herbicide. And again, With limited mobility, we didn't see the control we expected to see. Moving on to pitted morning glory control. Again, what I'd point out is that we had significantly less control with Ignite than any other herbicide program we use. Looking at barnyard grass control, again, what jumps out, we had around 68% control of barnyard grass when Ignite was applied total post-emergence alone. Looking at our hips and Hispania control, again, I'll go back to Ignite alone. Total post-emergence provided significantly less control, and then I'd also like to point out we see a significant differences in program one, in which we applied a pre-emergence herbicide, and then we came in at 2 to 4 inch weeds with Roundup WeatherMax. It also provided significantly less control of hemp Hispania, which in a way can be expected. Moving on to our prickly cider control. Again, we see the same scenario for each of these species at Kaiser. Ignite alone provided significantly less control than any other program. So what does that mean for our seed cotton yields at Kaiser? The first thing I'd like to say is we had no significant effect of herbicide program. I'm not showing that slide. However, we did have differences by cultivar with Roundup Ready Flex cotton providing around 3,260 pounds per acre compared to 2,760 pounds per acre for the Liberty Link cotton. So what does this mean for our conclusions? Well, at Mariana, a residual herbicide at lay-by generally improved late season Palmer amaranth control compared to over-the-top applications of glyphosate or glufosinate at lay-by. At Kaiser, a residual herbicide was needed in Liberty Link cotton for season-long weed control. Our seed cotton yields were similar among herbicide programs, leading to the conclusion that residual herbicides did not improve seed cotton yields over the total post-emergence programs. Therefore, our hypothesis was rejected. However, late season weed control was often less at Kaiser and at Mariana when residual herbicides were not applied at lay-by, which could result in increases in the weed seed bank and then lead to difficulty in managing these weeds in future years. This is consistent with previous research that's been done by Koger et al. In 2007, in which the addition of a residual herbicide at lay-by did not increase cotton yields. However, it did improve weed control. With that, our future research, we do want to take a closer look at the long-term impact of using a residual herbicide and the effect on the soil seed banks and species shifts. We plan to repeat these experiments in 2008, and I'd also like to acknowledge the Lawnman Research Station and Northeast Research and Extension Center workers for their help throughout the summer. With that, I'll be happy to take any questions that you might have. Yes, sir. The question is whether or not we would like to repeat these studies in a location in which we did have resistant species. That is something that we would see some differences, especially comparing our glyphosate control to whether or not we added a residual herbicide. And so, yes, I don't know exactly if we have that plan, but I believe that is in the future, and we would see some differences in that situation. Thank you.